Hey man, welcome back to another podcast. We ain't had a podcast in a minute just by ourselves. Like, we still uploading constantly, but we ain't had one by ourselves for a minute, so it's good to be back. But make sure y'all support the podcast and voice message share. But let's get it. Today's podcast is going to be about who my prediction between who's going to win in the fight between Roy Jones Jr. and Mike Tyson. Crazy, I don't know how that's even allowed on the universe. And my predictions for the NBA bubble slash resume slash 2019-2020 season. So let's begin. So first gonna start out with the Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. fight. It's probably about what, 25 years too late. Roy Jones Jr. Took 5 years, 6 years too late to retire. Same with Mike Tyson, took about 4 or 5 years too late to retire. Both of these niggas are old as hell. You got shit. I don't even understand why this fight ain't happening. See, it really don't make sense. You got an old ass nigga and another old ass nigga who was goats in their prime. Like, don't get me wrong. At the time, at their prime fighting, Mike Tyson was the goat at the heavyweight division, and Roy Jones Jr. was the goat middleweight. Maybe even the goat fighter at the time. But shit, let's just be honest with ourselves. Nobody trying to see these two old ass niggas fight though. Like, goddamn, nobody really trying to see this shit. I mean, of course people trying to see it because they want to see a circus. But shit, nobody want to see these two old ass niggas fight. But shit, everything got a audience, got a view. So you gonna see how that go. My prediction. I mean, I get Mike Tyson. He be working out more. And he had a better end of his career than Roy Jones. Hey, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. Roy Jones be a dog. Roy Jones and Mike Tyson. I mean, not a lot of people know about Mike Tyson. A lot of people don't know about Roy Jones. Roy Jones go crazy. Like, the casual person. Roy Jones knocked niggas head off. Then they won a middleweight, light heavyweight. You know, I think he won middleweight, light heavyweight, and heavyweight championship. Like, Roy Jones was that deal. Like, he had the defense, the power, the speed, the charisma, the character. Like, Roy Jones had everything. Then Mike just a killer. Like, Roy Jones more of like the upbeat killer. Like, but Mike Tyson, he more like the down low killer. Where he got down, his intensity, got down fear, strength, power, got speed, like defense, like. They about 15, 20 years ago, this fight would have been, oh my God, this would have probably been the highest selling fight of all time. But now, I'm sure they're gonna have a lot of fights though. But I mean, they're gonna have a lot of people buy the pay per view. I'm not gonna buy it. I'm trying to watch this stuff on free, watch that thing free on something. Yeah. I ain't even paying to see no 250 plus. I think they about like 50 years old. But workout video though, Mike Tyson be slapping, but he be out there pow 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 pow. He probably fat. He's still stronger and faster than me. Yeah, even at that age, he a demon in that motherfucking on that canvas. But for sure, my predictions though. So I gotta give it to Mike just because he like he in better shape. And he is still a demon with like even he said in an interview. He even said like to this day he still gotta hold that person back like. The person y'all see, that ain't even him for real. Like, he got a whole alter ego that he be showing people. Like, he really a demon on the inside. Like, he really be wanting to knock niggas head off, man. Roy Jones, I mean, he was getting his ass knocked in the last couple fights. So, I mean, shit. I didn't get an edge to Mike. Mike's strong. I mean, I got edge and power to Mike, speed. Before, it would have been Roy. But now, shit, Mike. Got intensity, Mike. Charisma, Roy. I really see Roy getting beaten everything besides defense. I don't know, it might be, you know what I'm saying? The older bone might not be able to move it much, but shit, Roy old too, but, and Roy defense was slipping when he got older, so, I mean, who know how that go, but, I mean, I gotta get a fight to Mike, man. Mike, I'll say he probably in that shit, probably like the first two rounds. If it get past two rounds, it's gonna be a boring fight. It's gonna be the slow punches, people barely can move, cause, I know them boy cardio ain't like that. I know them boys ain't in. I mean, Mike probably more. I know Mike more shape than Roy, but them boys ain't in enough shape to go a whole goddamn eight. I think it's probably for 8 rounds. Shit, I know they ain't enough to go. Ain't no way in the world they ain't enough to go the whole 8. I'm telling you. So, off that topic, I mean, another topic I just brought up, the NFL player that I'll do another topic on that, but I probably do my next podcast on that. Cause that's kind of weird. I had Patty Mahomes number four. I mean, I fought with Lamar probably my favorite player in the league right now. But it's kind of weird. I know he won MVP and stuff, but Patty goes stupid. He better play in the league than me. And Matt Ryan wasn't on there somehow. Somehow they had Michael Thomas better than Julio. Don't understand. But probably just because of touchdowns. It's probably the only reason why. But it's cool. But let's get to, what was I going to talk about? Oh, the NBA bubble. My prediction for the NBA bubble. Okay. So, MVP. I feel like if LeBron didn't have AD on his team and they were still doing that. Oh, shit. Boy, I'm goddamn putting my goddamn review mirror down. But I'm in my side mirror. Oh, yeah, this is where we want to take shot around here. No cap. But if he didn't have AD, he probably went MVP. But you got to give Giannis MVP, man. He was going stupid this year. AD been going stupid, too. LeBron been going stupid. Harden always going stupid. Luka been going stupid. But that's the top five, though. Giannis, LeBron, AD, Luka, then Harden. Or he can switch flop Harden. It don't matter to me, but that's top five. But I think Giannis got a defense player of the year. Defense player of the year, that's kind of a hard thing to judge. Cause it's like they value big men over guard. Like, there's a lot of guards that could be up there. Like, they don't get a lot of recognition just because for some reason their impact is not felt as much as big men, even though the game more is about threes and perimeter played. And, I mean, people take a lot of shots at the rim, but it's still more perimeter-oriented besides, like, in the playoffs and stuff. That's when it comes down to the nitty-gritty. So, to me, a lot of people say they'd rather have a good defending guard and a good defending big man because, technically, I can see what they're saying because he can affect the game more unless you got, like, a Swiss Army knife type, like Draymond Green type player. But besides that, like, I know, like, let's compare Marcus Smart to, like, Rudy Gobert. Like, Marcus Smart is a great off-ball and on-ball defender. But his impact, he only can stop the best player on the court. Rudy can stop anybody from coming to the paint, like, or whoever he's guarding. Like, Rudy can stop whoever he's guarding plus whoever's in the paint unless he's Cat, and Cat be lining his ass up because Cat got that burn on him. Kristaps, because they got that burn on him. But besides them type of that got the burners on him, nothing's coming down in the paint like that with Rudy down there. Let somebody just try, I got a bunny like that. People scared to come down the paint, so it basically forces the offense to play out some more than they really want to. But if you got somebody like Marcus Smart, you can keep him in the corner and you can negate, like, or Kawhi or LeBron or Paul George or Jimmy Butler, whoever y'all want to say. If you keep him in the corner, I mean, you can deter his impact more than you can keep Rudy Gobert, because Rudy Gobert mainly is going to be in the paint. That's where you want to be. Rudy Gobert, Miles Turner, any shot blocking big, they're gonna want to be in the paint. So it's harder to your most efficient shot is in the paint. That's where the first shot you look at. So it just deters everyone from coming to paint if you got a good shot blocker. So I see why they say big man win it more. Besides, like I say, if you got like a Draymond Green who do the perimeter and the paint. Then players like that, or like LeBron James, or the older LeBron James, even KD, shit. I feel like KD, I know KD ain't been playing this year, but I feel like when he was in the Warriors, he didn't get a lot of recognition because KD was a good rim protector for them, and he played good perimeter defense. Like, that's one thing KD ain't never really been recognized for, is his good defense. Like, KD is a great defender. Like, a lot of people don't see it, but he is a great defender. Like, when he lock in, KD is a great defender. But MVP Giannis. Defensive player, I would say Giannis, Kawhi, and just, I don't like Gobert. Who else? I'm trying to think who else. Paul George. No. AD up there. Marcus Smart up there. To me, Marcus Smart is an amazing you have to have on your team. Like, he's an elite defender, but he's still very underrated defender. Shit, Patrick Beverly up there. There's a lot of players you can put up there, but I have to give it to Giannis. Just because, like I said, he can do that Swiss Army knife. He can protect the rim. He's not the greatest perimeter defender as you would like him to be, but because sometimes he loses lapses, but when he's locked in, like I say, he be locked in. But most improved should go to Brandon Ingram. Pascal can win it again, to be honest. But to me, off the top of my head, who I can think of off the top of my head, will probably be Brandon Ingram. Yeah, it should be Brandon. You can put Jaylen Brown up there. Jaylen Brown had a good season. You can put Tatum up there since he had a bad – he didn't have too good of a season last year. I mean, it's a couple, like, players that who had, that took little leaps here and there, but I feel like Brandon Ingram took the best. Like, he coming to his own. Jonathan Isaac could have been up there if he would have played more games. Like, he could win it next year. I feel like he could win it next year. That would be probably one of my people to win it next year because he was going stupid in the bubble. But that's for most improved – what I said, defensive player, most improved, coach of the year. Okay, coach of the year is kind of hard because you got a bunch of options. You got Frank Vogel. You got Coach Bud. You got, let me see. You got Rick Carlisle. You got, who else? The coach from Miami, Eric Spoelstra. You got the coach from, you got McMillan from the Pacers because they shouldn't be doing as good. But my pick, it's probably be Nick Nurse just because he still got his team the second best team in the East with, and I think like the fourth best record in the league. And they had the most injuries this year and like the most different starting lineups this year out of every single team in the league. And they're still the third or fourth best team in the league. So my probably be Nick Nurse, then Frank Vogel, then Coach Bud, then Eric Spoelstra because that Heat team is good, maybe Millie and so on and so forth. And Rick Carlisle up there too. So coach of the year, defensive player of the year, most improved player, rookie of the year, baby Jaja. You know what's going on. Jaja, it ain't even close. I mean, Zion second. If he'll play the whole season, they probably gave it to Zion. But Jaja, Zion, and then probably Brandon Clark up there, Kendrick Nunn up there, Tyler Hero kind of fell off, but Tyler Hero was up there. I can't really think of another too many. I'm sorry. I can't think of too many other rookies off the top of my head like that, but yeah, that would be my predictions to win it. And for the playoffs, shoot. I need to look at the full. I know at the East. Okay, I'll give you two teams out of the East and two teams out of the West, and then I give you a dark horse team for each. I kind of got two dark horse. I'll give you two dark horse teams for each. For the East, between either the 76. I know the 76ers have been slumping, but they still have the most talent than any other team in the East. So, besides the Bucks. Shit, they really got more talent than the Bucks. They're not good as a team. Because if you put, I know Giannis is a superstar, right? But they got Embiid, a superstar. You got Giannis, I mean, then you got Ben Simmons, who's a star. And you got, or you can call him superstar, however you want to call him. You got Tobias player, who's a great player. You got Al Horford, who's a good player. And you still got Shake Milton coming to his own. Josh Richardson, I think he's back healthy. And you still got, I mean, they got some nice little quality rotational pieces. So, they're probably still the most talented team in the East, to be honest. They should be the most talented team. But between the 76ers and the Bucks, even though I love the Raptors, not really. The Raptors be my dark horse, and the Heat would be my dark horse. Those are my two dark horse teams. Even though a lot of people would call the Raptors a dark horse team, I don't see a lot of people picking the Raptors. And Celtics would be my third dark horse team. Ah, shoot, that's kind of hard. Do I think the Celtics are more of a dark horse? Actually, it depends on who people say. I think people more say the Celtics will go to the championship before the Raptors or the Heat do. So I'll consider one of them teams more. I love how the Heat play together. They play together amazing. They're a very good cohesive unit. And out of the West, of course, that's easy. The Clippers and the Lakers and dark horse. I would say, Dallas? But I got to give them another year. Let them get one more good piece around them. Because Tim Hardaway isn't a bad third option. But what's his name? Willie Cauley-Stein ain't playing. Dwight Powell not playing. He's hurt. I think Jalen Brunson hurt too. So a lot of their team not been there. So that would have been one of my dark horse teams. But nah. Dark horse team. I don't really see those teams in the dark. Okay, let me see. Because that really was my dark horse team. I mean, Houston isn't considered a dark horse team because it should be their time to win. Because they don't win this year. I don't know what they got going on. Or they at least don't make it to the finals. Oh, Denver. Definitely when they see Bobo emerges and Michael Porter Jr. down there finally. And their whole team down there. Oh, Lord. That team going to go crazy. But Denver. You still got them two. You got Houston. You got Denver. Utah, I don't really consider Utah championship contender. Definitely with Bogdanović hurt. I mean, that's really the only dark horse I see would be Denver. It would have to knock out the Lakers or the Clippers, but I feel like they'll match up good with the Clippers, to be honest with you. Not the Lakers, but I feel like they'll be able to match up good with the Clippers. So, yeah, that's probably my dark horse team. I mean, Houston, I guess that's the other one, but I don't really consider that because we know what they got and we know what their pedigree is. So, I don't really consider that dark horse team. Those are my predictions. But, hey, man, say, man, hey, man, hey, man, say, man. That's the end of the video. Or, I said video, podcast. Dummy. Yeah. Don't forget, like, share, comment, send voice messages, and don't forget to go to my YouTube. It's gonna be in the description. Hey, Orlando, don't forget to like, comment, share, subscribe, all that to that. Don't forget to go to Instagram if you want to join the podcast on special guest Sundays or Mondays. Don't forget to go Southside Apparel, shop for merch. All right, we y'all on. All right, I'll catch up with y'all.